The liturgical sense of the readings at Mass. As we embark on this sacred journey through Advent, the liturgy has guided us toward the parousia of Christ Jesus by enveloping us in the virtues of hope, peace, and joy. This journey is not merely a passage, but an encounter with Christ Jesus, the liturgy's heart. As we approach the fourth Sunday of Advent, the readings from Micah chapter 5 verses 1 through 4, Hebrews chapter 10 verses 5 through 10, and Luke chapter 1 verses 39 through 45 beckon us to contemplate the Christ Mass. This celebration of the parousia of Christ Jesus is the culmination of all our yearnings for hope, peace, and joy, fulfilled through the magnanimous and sacrificial love of the Eternal Father. When the human heart inclines towards sin, our longing for hope, peace, joy, and love often leads us astray. Instead of embracing sacrificial love, we become akin to assassins, mercenaries, and thieves, seeking partial and unfulfilled desires. This leaves us as ravenous as wild beasts, or the insatiable zombies of popular culture, devouring anything in our path to satisfy an unquenchable thirst for that which can never truly satiate us. Pope Benedict XVI eloquently described this plight, saying, "It is in fact true, is it not, that all joy rises independently if Christ, or contrary to his will, proves insufficient, and only thrusts the person back into a confusion in which, when all is said and done, he can find no lasting joy. Only with Christ has authentic joy made its appearance, and the only thing of ultimate importance in our lives is to learn to see and know Christ, the God of grace, the light and joy of the world." On the contrary, the readings from the Catholic Mass leads to the fullness of hope, peace, joy, and sacrificial love, because as Christ Jesus is the essence of the liturgy truly is who it leads us to. The Catholic Mass is the Christ Mass. It is the living pedagogical movement and symphony of his sending and coming. We believe in the liturgy of the Catholic Mass because, although it is a person, Christ Jesus, fully human and fully divine, like Christ, who is like us in every way but sin, so too is a liturgy who has a human heart but does not incline to sin. Rather, it inclines to Christ our Lord. And because it inclines, it arches and reaches to God. So do we who live the liturgical life. One of the greatest challenges in believing that we are loved is accepting our worthiness of that love, especially when our lives have been marked by absence or pain. The idea of an eternal Father who loves us unconditionally is difficult for those who have never had a father who were harmed by their own. Similarly, embracing the motherly love of the Blessed Mother Mary can be challenging for those whose earthly mothers did not provide warmth and security. For those who feel small and insignificant, It can be a monumental task to believe that the King of the universe not only sees them, but also sacrifices his life for them. How can we, who feel so small and insignificant, come to accept that we are loved by the Eternal Father? The readings for the 4th Sunday of Advent offer profound insights into this divine mystery. They illuminate how the Holy Spirit speaks to our hearts, reassuring us of our worthiness and significance in God's heart. Consider the prophecy in Micah chapter 5 verses 1 through 4, which speaks of Bethlehem, a town seemingly insignificant among the clans of Judah. Yet, it was chosen as the birthplace of Jesus, the one who would shepherd his flock and bring peace. Bethlehem's selection underscores a powerful truth. God often works through what the world deems small and insignificant. In this way, he reveals that every part of his creation holds immense value, dignity, and purpose. Similarly, the passage from Hebrews chapter 10 verses 5 through 10 emphasizes the perfect sacrifice of Jesus, fulfilling the will of God. Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but a body you prepared for me. Behold, I come to do your will. This act of sacrificial love demonstrates that our worth is not measured by worldly standards, but by the love God has for us. Christ Jesus' willingness to offer himself for our redemption is the ultimate affirmation of our significance. The Gospel reading from Luke, chapter 1, verses 39 through 45, tells the story of Elizabeth, who was barren and thought herself overlooked by God. Yet, she became the mother of John the Waymaker, playing a crucial role in God's plan for our salvation. She even expresses how small and insignificant she felt in that moment of the Blessed Mother Mary's visit, saying, "And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" Elizabeth's experience is a testament to how God sees beyond our limitations and answers our deepest prayers in His perfect timing. These scriptures remind us that our perceived smallness does not diminish our importance in God's eyes. Through the Liturgy of the Catholic Mass, we are assured by the Holy Spirit that we are seen, known, and loved. This divine encounter invites us to offer up our doubts to God in exchange for the embrace of His infinite love, transforming us into transcendent reflections of His grace. As we participate in the Christ Mass, we understand our true identity and inherent dignity, realizing that our worth comes from being God's beloved children.
This is just one way how the readings at Mass this Sunday connect to the liturgy, and how the liturgy is forming us how to live our lives in the world. Be in the world which you have received through the liturgy. I am David L. Gray. Visit me online at davidlgray.info for more content and context about the liturgical sense of the scriptures.